For many cattle producers, the Livestock Market News Service is one program they depend on, whether it's a daily or weekly basis. And Terry Harris, USDA Director of the Federal State Market News Service in both Florida and Georgia, said when it comes to the markets, everyone looks at them different, but there are a lot of factors producers need to be aware of.
They need to have a knowledge or an understanding of what their animal's logical slaughter potential will be. And so when you know that information, you can put a dollar value on that, back out some expenses, and you're much more informed. You're much better able to pick a spot where you can maximize your profit on your particular kind of cattle. And without that information base to help you make those decisions, sometimes it feels like you're just shooting in the dark. But if you understand your logical slaughter potential and what the price is, then you can deal with a total money in and total money out. And you can calculate how many dollars you can actually carry to the bank. And that's really what it's all about, is how many dollars do you carry to the bank?
Bottom line, he said, is you need to be aware of what the buyers are looking for.
The buyers aren't there to pay more or less for an animal. They're simply to buy the kind of cattle that their customer wants. And you can think that you have the best animal in the world, but if the buyer does not have an order for that kind of an animal, then there's going to be a discount, because someone has to take the risk of finding a home for that animal, and they're going to buy that animal at a lower value so that they can entice someone into taking that animal. So it's very important that we as producers understand what's going on at the dinner plate, what's going on in the feedlot, so that we have the kind of animal that will fit their orders, and we can avoid these discounts, because the discounts is really where we lose a lot of money.
Harris said that good management can help keep you from being in a market position that you don't want to be in. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.